It's really good to have you here with me and all the listeners coast to coast in the States and around the world tuning in via radio, the podcast, streaming online, Alexa responding to your commands. I know of several of you that use her. Can I call Alexa her? Or is it it? By the way, if you're asking Alexa, what is that? Join the club. You're asking me? All I know is that there is a device from Amazon. You speak to this little device. You shout out your command, such as to turn on the radio at a certain time, and the voice, Alexa is her name, follows your instructions. The robotic age is well upon us now, friends. The virtual assistant. What's next? Okay, let me get off this as we get moving in a new week. We're in quite a stretch this summer as we discover who God is through his son, Jesus Christ. And in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus is out in the rugged wilderness and he's got company, the devil. In this context, Satan presents Jesus with three temptations. We've covered the first one, and last Thursday we began this second one. You'll have noticed we're not rushing this. That's on purpose. I favor understanding God's word in depth, not in summary or in a cursory, in a hasty way. I'll grant you my time limitation doesn't help. I've had people say, we wish you were on for half an hour. Well, radio is expensive, and so unless or until the Lord provides otherwise, let's stick to our present format, even if that means a study that could take me 2 to 3 weeks with more time takes 6 weeks with less time. Speaking of time, it is slipping away, so let's get into the profound passage near the start of Matthew's Gospel, which is at the beginning of the New Testament. Let me read just three verses, Matthew 4, verses 5 through 7. Then the devil took Jesus into the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to the devil, "On the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." We handled verse 5 on Thursday of last week, and we got into verse 6 on Friday. Here is the Lord standing on the very high pinnacle of the temple. The historian Josephus tells us that the floor to the Kidron Valley was some 450 feet below the roof of the temple where Jesus is, and the devil says to Jesus in a word, jump. What is the purpose Satan had in mind for this temptation? As I told you last week, I believe the purpose is this. Satan wants to sensationalize the ministry of Jesus Christ. And today, at present, the devil now tempts Christians with this, sensationalize Christ. In my view, this is a temptation for the global church. Worldwide, the body of Christ is facing this temptation, and we are largely failing to resist it. And what do I mean by sensationalizing the ministry of Jesus Christ? I mean that we have leaders within the global church who use exciting and shocking stories and language at the expense of biblical accuracy in order to provoke interest and excitement from Christians in what they say are the signs, the wonders, the miracles, and the blessings that God is going to provide to us if, and this is an important if for them, we have enough faith. Haven't you heard advertised and/or have you recently attended an event or a church service in which a leader, often called an apostle or prophet, perhaps a faith healer, will perform these so-called signs and wonders? I heard about one advertised very well. The marketing was excellent just a little while ago in the car when I was listening to Christian radio. It may still not be exactly clear to you what I mean, so here's what I'm going to do. Using the Bible to guide us, I want to draw out of the text for you exactly how Jesus responded to this temptation of the devil. That's in verse 7 of Matthew 4. This is very important to do because as Jesus responded, so should we. Then I will go further into the Bible to show you the dangers of sensationalism as it relates to Christ's ministry. Third, I'll give you a specific example of how false teachers sensationalize the ministry of Jesus today and market this to our churches. And I will tell you up front what my example is so that you can plan to be with me for it. It's the sensational way that false teachers claim that Jesus will heal all Christians of sicknesses and heal all Christians of diseases. Another way to say this, Christians should never be sick. This is a potent example of the temptation of which we now speak, and we will come to this lie beginning on Wednesday. But first, did you hear me read verse 7 earlier and catch what the Lord says to Satan? Here again is verse 7 of Matthew 4. Jesus said to the devil, "On the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Notice what Christ does. Again, he quotes the scripture, this time from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 16. This is Deuteronomy 6, 16. And the Lord says, "Do not test God." So, following Christ, the answer, the way to counter the devil when he attempts to sensationalize Jesus today, is to read back to him the Bible. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Do not ever test the living God. And with that, Jesus refuses to jump off the pinnacle of the temple. Now, go back with me into verse 6 for a moment. There, the devil quotes the scripture as well. Satan knows the Bible. And he quotes Psalm 91, verses 11 through 12. Question, are these verses from the Psalms true? Answer, yes. Then why can't Jesus just go ahead and jump? I mean, if the Lord did take the plunge, would God the Father give his angels command to use their hands to bear up Christ, such that even his feet would not strike a stone on the long free fall to the bottom of the valley? Answer, yes. God the Father would have protected Jesus the Son. So then why not jump? Furthermore, imagine what this would prove to the doubting Israelites when they heard about it. Jesus jumped. God intervened and saved him, giving Christ a safe and secure landing. Oh, wow! The Jews would have known it. Jesus really truly is the Messiah. He is who he claims to be, the very Son of God. The long-awaited one has arrived. He is to be believed. Proof. He threw himself off the pinnacle of the temple, and Psalm 91 was fulfilled. Imagine the credibility Jesus would then have had with the people of Jerusalem and all Israel. Anyone doubting Jesus at that point would surely doubt no more. So test God. Have God pass the test and come through for Jesus, and all these problems with the credibility of Christ would be solved. And since the temptations come early on in Jesus' earthly ministry, then the doubt and disbelief we will read about further in Matthew would not have been there. Again, why not jump? What is the problem? Here is the problem. Satan has intentionally failed to interpret the scripture with scripture. He has taken Psalm 91 totally out of context, and he has applied it to Jesus jumping from the zenith of the temple when that application does not belong. So Jesus teaches the devil, and certainly us, this crucial practice in sound Bible study. Always, always interpret the Bible with the Bible. The best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. We must read every Bible verse in the broader context to which it belongs. Otherwise, we have totally misunderstood God's intentions for us. We have misinterpretation and misappropriate application. And that's how false teaching is introduced and sustained within the church, not to mention in what we model for the unbelieving world, which sits outside of the church. The devil quotes Psalm chapter 91, but Jesus counters with Deuteronomy chapter 6. Jesus says the Psalms and Deuteronomy have to be taken together. And when the proper interpretation is made from the study, then the right application can follow. Having answered the devil with scripture, Jesus stays put. And what I want to do as I move to my second point now is to also use the scripture to counter the temptation towards sensationalizing the ministry of Christ in our context. but make sure your mind grasps how sensational it would have been had Jesus taken the devil's word and launched himself headlong off the highest heights of the temple. When the angels caught him, oh, how sensational, provocative, shocking, and exciting that would have been. Now that really sells. What a show with Jesus as the world's all-time greatest performer. Imagine the crowds you could draw to that. Fantastic. And that is precisely the attitude the devil wants us to have about Jesus. Jesus is a performer, and we're invited to come see him do for us what we demand of him. Ah, we crave that sensational proof of Jesus. How do we deepen our faith, and how do we get others to believe in Christ? Giving in to Satan's temptation, we build up a glamorous show with Christ, supposedly taking center stage, and when he stands there and performs for the crowd, doing what we ask him to do, then all will be well. When God gives us the quote-unquote signs and wonders, when he does the sensational, then unbelievers will believe and believers will deepen their belief in God. Right? Wrong. Wrong. According to the Bible, it does not work this way. And that brings me to my second insight. I want to take us further into the Bible to show you the dangers of this sensationalism in action as it relates to Christ. And for this, we come to the Gospel according to John. So we will depart Matthew for John in just a little bit, but I want you to see how the crowds who were with Jesus when he was here, ministering in the land of Israel, how they would demand signs and wonders from him, yet how he resisted to give them what they wanted. He resisted being a sensation. We'll get into John tomorrow. Remember, we're working our way to my third point, and that is to give you an example of how false teachers sensationalize the ministry of Jesus today. That will be the sensational way that false teachers claim that Jesus will heal all Christians of all sicknesses and diseases. That is not true, and we'll get into that after we spend time in John here on God Is.